هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا، الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us the salat 5 times daily. And it is one of the 5 pillars. It is something that we need to be doing, you know, regularly, without fail, and there is no excuse for any person to miss the salat. Whether a person is sick, whether a person is traveling, whether a person, even if he cannot get out of bed, a person is still obligated to pray the salat while lying in his bed. That is how important the salat is. A person can never ever miss the salat. So this month of Ramadan, we should try to increase the khushu' in our salat. We should try to gain the sweetness of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by prostrating in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to feel our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get to the level of ihsan, which is mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that u'budu Allah ka'annaka tarah fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing him, and if you cannot do that, at least keep in mind that he is seeing you, and that will only happen when you try to increase your concentration in salat. So Ramadan is an ideal time to do that. You have more free time on your hands. You can engage in the praying of nafil salat. Particularly, you are waking up for suhoor, and suhoor time is also, it happens to be tahajjud time. So you can pray salat at tahajjud at the time of suhoor. Just before eating suhoor, you should maybe pray 2 or 4 rak'ah. Make it a daily habit throughout the month of Ramadan, and also try to do that after the month of Ramadan, and make that a habit throughout the rest of your life. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me and you the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.